joining forces to help the elderly combat heart disease. Mega Doctor News by Celine Rodriguez. Nearly 200 seniors and caregivers from across the Rio Grande Valley attended the first ever Beat It Heart Disease Symposium, presented by South Texas Health System, STHS, and Prominence Health at South Texas College. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women over the age of 65 in the United States, claiming a life every 33 seconds. In response to this alarming statistic, STC, STHS and Prominence Health collaborated to launch the inaugural event as an impactful effort to empower seniors with essential knowledge and practical tools for preventing and managing heart disease. It's never too early or too late to prioritize your health, especially when it comes to beating heart disease, the leading cause of death in people over 65, per the CDC, said Tom Castaneda, System Director of Marketing and Public Relations at STHS. A major cause of disability, heart disease can limit activity and erode quality of life for older people. That's why maintaining heart health should be a priority, and we're here to help. Held at STC's Nursing and Allied Health Campus, the inaugural event featured various presentations in both English and Spanish by expert healthcare professionals from STHS, who shared vital insights on heart disease, nutrition, and exercise. For married couple Vic and Alice Mendoza, who relocated to the RGV from Houston just a year ago, this event was a powerful reminder of the importance of their health. As we get older, we can become forgetful, but attending this event helps refresh our memories and allows us to socialize, said Vic. We've learned so much from the heart seminars. For instance, we didn't realize that having a first heart attack doesn't guarantee you won't have a second. We're truly grateful to have attended this incredible event. Alice expressed her gratitude to the STC Associate Degree in Nursing and Vocational Nursing students, whom she described as knowledgeable and courteous, for their assistance conducting health screenings, including blood pressure and glucose checks. Our instructors at STC encourage us to engage with the community beyond our rotations. We often participate in community events like this because it's the community we'll serve, and I truly enjoy it, said vocational nursing student Eduardo Mendoza. Set to become a vocational nurse this December, Meza stated that his mission is to help people, which keeps him committed to the medical field, particularly in caring for the elderly. I'm currently working as a surgical technologist, and my goal is to become a registered nurse and work in the intensive care unit, ICU, he said. Participating in events like this, where we can engage directly with the community, is an amazing opportunity for our growth as professionals and for us to give back even before we graduate. Similarly, STC's respiratory therapy students had the opportunity to share their knowledge by assisting in a seminar on the benefits of quitting smoking and emphasizing that it's never too late to improve one's health. It's all about supporting our seniors, and our efforts began in response to the rising heart disease rates in this community, said Veronica Galligan, Community Relations Representative at Prominence Health. This initiative equips them with the knowledge they need to lead healthier lives, and we're thrilled to see so many taking action to improve their health. We look forward to continuing our collaboration with STHS and STC on more events like this.